First, we will start from the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So when and how this war can be ended? So if the war stops right now, who is the winner?
In your opinion, Ukraine is an independent nation today, now. Is Trump is reliable and the relationship with Russia and the United States will improved by him.
So those American scholars or political elites who want to fix the ties with Russia and use it to against China, they are making mistake, right?
No.
Stop.
Guys, 破圈的充电的听众和看官朋友们，大家好。现在我们人是在莫斯科的一个会议室里，具体的一个地点非常神秘，我们就不告诉大家了。我们从镜头里面已经看到了有大咖来袭。
是的，
今天我们要采访的是杜金教授。
是的，
非常知名的一位俄罗斯的，无论是国际观察还是哲学家，对于我们来说是一个请教学习的一个机会。所以今天这期破圈，我们请到大咖来和我们来聊一聊中俄关系，聊一聊二战，聊一聊俄罗斯自身，聊聊国际秩序。
没错，这个是我的第二次面对面的采访杜金教授。想必这一年过后啊，这个俄罗斯也发生很多变化，世界发生了很多变化，想必他的想法也会有很多新的东西跟我们分享。
没错，所以今天我们就很荣幸来到这里，那我们就和教授一起聊聊天，好吧 ？OK。Okay, Professor Dugin, we are very glad to have such an opportunity for an in-depth conversation. So welcome to our interviews, Break Talks 破圈, the Chinese name is 破圈. Okay, I think I'm the second time to meet with you. Yeah, but this is the first time to face-to-face with you. And I know our partner.
This is my third time.
Third time.
Yeah, okay. The last year, the same place.
Yes.
And we met each other online when you have a conversation with Mr. John Scheimer, Mel Scheimer. And now this is the third time. So in Chinese, we said this third time will be old friends meeting. Yes.
I think we will be old friends with each other.
How about say hi to our millions of followers?
Yes.
Look at that through that camera.
Yes, so I'm very, really very, very happy to speak with Chinese audience. I admire absolutely the great China as culture, civilization, as independent and sovereign and great power. I believe in the past of China, in the present China, in the future of China. So I'm always very glad and happy to have the opportunity to meet my friends, Chinese friends, and to speak with Chinese audience.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you
so much. Okay, so maybe the first is Mr. Yang beginning.
Okay. First, we will start from the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Last year, in the same place, I remember that you said Donald Trump will win the election, and it happens. And now the United States has changed its stance on the Ukraine issue and trying to play a mediator. But at this moment, we can see that the situation is still very complicated. Ukraine, EU, and United States, they all have different views. So when and how this war can be ended, or we can see the ceasefire between the two sides?
So first of all, I think that the Trump really wants to put the end to this conflict. But he doesn't know how. He is in the position, he declares openly that that is Biden's war. It is not his war, it is Biden's war. And being organized and provoked by the globalists, the enemies of Trump, by deep states against which Trump fights, he has all the reasons to try to put the end to this. In order to concentrate on other issues, for example, competition with China, Middle East, Canada, Greenland, domestic challenges. So that is not, it is not anymore his war, American war, but he has no idea how to get out of it. So when he tries, when he starts to suggest something, it is totally unacceptable for all. So on one hand, we see goodwill, some very balanced and I would say realistic attitudes, and goodwill to stop it. And we appreciate that. And that is why Putin behaves himself very careful in front of Trump, because he appreciates, and we appreciate his goodwill. We don't want to irritate him, to tease him, to say maybe unpleasant truths to him, respecting his general position. That is one thing. So he tries to put the end to the conflict. But all the other participants don't want that. That is important. Not only Ukraine or EU or Russia. So nobody could be satisfied absolutely with what we have. We couldn't freeze the situation, that because that will be accepting something impossible for EU that started. Globalists who now are in charge of EU, Macron, Starmer, and Merz, they are, in our eyes, real war criminals. They have provoked this war against us, and they still want at any price to defeat us, to impose on us strategical defeat. So if it stopped, if it stops now, they means their defeat. Zelensky will be immediately overthrown by a neo-Nazi who will continue to do the same thing, to attack us. And if we stop the war right now, we, Russians, without having liberated the territory we planned to liberate, that will be considered as defeat inside of our society. So nobody except Trump really could find the immediate solution on the battlefield. So freezing the battlefield is impossible for Russia, for Ukraine, and for EU. And more than that, Trump could not oblige everybody to accept his conditions because he could not grant to nobody something that is in the realm, in the dominion of the probability. So that, and he is a little bit in a strange position. We support his will. I think many people in the world would like to stop the war. And we support his will and his willingness and his attitude. But in the reality, in present situation, it is impossible. And that means that the end of the war and ceasefire and all peace talks and everything will be postponed for uncertain quantity of time. So that will be postponed until the moment when everything will be changed, either in political level or in battlefield or in global relations, or there will be the new conflict that will attract all attention. For example, China against Taiwan, and the Ukraine will lose totally its relevance for anybody, because this time that will be for serious. And I think maybe something other. Nobody expected, for example, this war between Pakistan and India. And if escalation would follow, that could create the totally new conditions. And, or for example, new element, Trump has broken his relations with Netanyahu. Recently, some days ago, that changes a great deal. So the war in Ukraine will be the end of the war will be postponed until some element will arrive. We could not just imagine it. Maybe military victory, maybe some economical disaster or something like that, or some unrelated events. In Greenland, for example, if there will be the war between US and Canada or with Denmark, so we immediately, right. immediately overflow all the territory of Ukraine or something like that. So we could not say, but in present situation, the ceasefire, in my opinion, ceasefire, peace talk, or something like that is totally that all is totally to exclude. And that is impossible.
So you mean the conflict will still continue?
Yes.
In the very long time.
Yes. And the only thing Trump could say, I'm totally in total despair. Nobody hear me. I am going to step out. That mm-hmm. will be decision. So that could lead to the solution and to our victory, because the most difficult to us. It is not to fight against EU or Ukraine, but to fight against United States of America that totally and fully supports Ukraine. So if there will be no more the direct involvement of United States, as now it is the case, so I think the situation will considerably change.
So you want to see that situation happens in the near future? Does Trump just give up? I don't want to support Ukraine anymore.
Quite possible,
Quite possible.
And Trump can't sleep.
But okay, so in the past 3 years, the war has changed a lot for the both sides, Ukraine and Russia. And so what's the gain and the loss for the Russia and for the Russian people? I believe that this also changed you. As well, so what's the gain and the loss?
So the losses are huge, to say the truth. First of all, the loss of lives of our parents, our beloved ones, and that is we could not feel that or compensate it with anything. So that is the huge the sorrow of losing. Our men and women and children, and that is the death of so many people around us. So, and that is terrible. But at the same time, I think that in our case for Russia has changed a lot during these 3 years in a very positive way. So we were in the smooth situation of the decline. So Putin tried to freeze this decline. Mm-hmm. Putin tried to avoid the wars, but the Russian economy, Russian society was decomposing step by step, not accepting Western values, accepting liberal economy, accepting capitalism that eroded the moral spirit of our society. This modernization and westernization did many bad things to our economy. We were dependent totally from the West and from the other, and that was this decline. And with this war, we started to get out of such situation. We started to rely on ourselves, and we started to restore traditional values and regain our sovereignty. Seriously, this time seriously, to develop our economy, relying on our own resources. We have discovered real multipolarity. We have discovered our relations with such good and great friends as China. Mm-hmm. We have discovered the other good friends in Africa and Latin America fighting, or in Islamic world, fighting.